Victoria, Treat Your Company Like a Lady, a book written by Stefan A. Malfleet, narrated by Stefan A. Malfleet, edited and produced by Vicky Drapier. We cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. Albert Einstein. Introduction. Companies die. Companies survive. Nobody is irreplaceable. Time and time again we hear these phrases. In good times, when most investors are getting good returns on their money while investing in companies, we see the headlines in the newspaper. This company is on a roll. The company thrives. The company has embarked on a new strategy. In adverse times, it's the company that goes bankrupt. The company had to lay off people. In these situations, nobody ever talks about the people that made it happen. Yes, the CEO may get the blame or get the credit, but that's where it ends. The rest is the company's fault or credit. Yet, we treat the company not in the way it deserves. We do not see it as a person. A lovable being, a person that we go to feel good, have fun, to share good and bad times with. Just as we would with those people that we like to spend time with, our wives, husbands, dearest friends, our kids. Even entrepreneurs who are claimed to treat their companies like kids do not treat these companies as individuals, even though they come closest. But do they think about the most basic needs their babies have? No. Business leaders, managers, CEOs, etc. are made to think about the bottom line. Return on investments. Targets. Sales. These obviously are very important to measure the success of your business. But they are lagging measures. They just show you how well you did after the fact.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?